often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to my channel. Welcome to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm Roz Kincaid. I'm an intuitive soul healer, but I like to think of myself as a spiritual transformational doula because my purpose is to help women of color as well as women of faith through the process of transforming themselves into a more unapologetically authentic and ideal version of themselves while having peace, harmony, and balance in their life. So listen, y'all, it's April, it's Aries season. Today is my birthday, if you're watching or listening to this on April 19th, and I want to celebrate with you all. So for the month of April, intuitive readings and my Power Hour coaching sessions are $77 off. So if you feel like you need some insight, some wisdom, or some guidance from spirit, or if there's an issue or challenge that you need help navigating, then I would definitely go on and book your session right now. And here's what else I'm doing. You can book as many sessions as you like between now and the end of April and use them at a later date. You can stack up now. So listen, if you're feeling led to give a testimonial, share some kind words about me or my work, send a small gift if that's your thing, donate to support my work, which really ends up coming back into supporting you, or if you want to leave a comment or a review of my podcast, then click the birthday link in the show description. I truly appreciate each and every person that I connect with through my work and being able to create and hold space for the people to safely work through their stuff is both a blessing and a privilege because, listen, not everybody is made and called to or even built to do this kind of work that I and so many other people do. So I sincerely love what I do, and I think it's really, really special when people allow you to help them with the most intimate parts of their life. And I just really want to see everybody that's meant for me to work with to be well and to do well. I mean, that's what we're doing here on this earth and this human experience anyway, is becoming better, becoming more evolved, and to just be more well, I guess. So the last thing is my Empowerment Private Coaching Program. This right here is my private one-on-one container where the work of transformation actually happens. Remember when I said earlier that I help women of color through the transformation process? Well, this is exactly where we do it. This is where you get to safely identify the parts of you that are no longer serving your highest good. You get to question your values and your beliefs. You get to question what spirituality is for you. You get to question your religion, whether it works for you now. And you get to discover what is truly right for you. You get to uncover and uncage the real you and the true you and learn how to become her in your everyday life, not just in one moment, every day. So in private coaching, we spend 18 sessions together over the course of 6 months, working on you and your life, getting it to a place where you feel free to be you, you're at peace with who you are, and you're experiencing the things in life that make you happy and make you feel fulfilled. And we do that through coaching, through personalized mindset and belief work, and through self-discovery practices. With coaching, you also get voice and text messaging support from me between sessions. As a bonus, you also get 2 Reiki energy healing sessions and an intuitive reading. You get all of that. Yes, all of that. That's a lot. And that is a process that is transforming in itself. And it all starts with a clarity call. And everything you need to book a call or book a session is in the description box. So make sure you go check that out. All right, y'all. Let's get into this episode because I feel like this is juicy and is really going to help somebody through the next few months. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, we had the full moon in Libra that was also opposing Aries. meaning these two signs are on the opposite ends of the zodiac. So full moons are representative of releasing and revealing. Libra is the energy of balance and harmony, hence its symbol of the balancing scales. Aries is the energy of just pure life force, initiation. It's also focused on singular spirit, while Libra is focused more on partnerships. And so at the time of the full moon in Libra a couple of weeks ago, we were being influenced to deal with aspects of ourselves that are out of balance with either ourselves and things that are out of balance within our partnerships. And so that full moon was about creating balance and peace within and between the duality and the polarity that we all have. And this is what inspired today's episode, because even though the full moon has passed and we're getting ready to move into the new moon energy, there's still something about that full moon message and that energy that's lingering and still very relevant. That full moon in Libra is where a lot of shadow work happened for many people. And for those who are still in that shadow work, I just want to come on and give you some insight and wisdom to help you. Well, shit, really help myself, because I do this for me too. See what I'm saying? Aries, singular. It all starts with you. See, when you're on this healing journey, you have to be very mindful of your contradictions and your duality. I'm talking about what beliefs and behaviors are contradictory, where's the contradiction between who I think I am or who I think I should be and how I actually show up. How are you contradicting yourself in how you think and speak? How are you contradicting yourself with what you want by the way you think and the way you are? Contradictory, all over the place. So when you don't deal with yourself and your contradictions, that internal battle that you have with yourself will become an external battle in your relationships. Because remember that what's happening externally is just a mere reflection of what's going on the inside of you. So we're being called, all of us, we're being called to go within, not just with that full moon energy that we just had, but really all the time. So when you go within, it causes you to have awareness of your internal contradictions between your shadow self and your higher self and how to balance that. So listen, the first piece of wisdom I'm going to give you is to stop shooting on yourself. Stop placing shoulds and expectations and other people's expectations on yourself. In order for there to be balance within you and for you to find that peace and that harmony that I just spoke about, you are going to have to let go of living up to other people's expectations, as well as living up to your own high expectations, which are really perpetuations of somebody else's high expectations of you. Listen, I get it. I get that you have this ideal version of yourself that you want to live up to. And although having that ideal may be part of your transformation, I still have to caution you that this can cause you to put undue pressure on yourself when you fall short of that ideal. And you will fall short because you are a human being. You are not perfect. And this is why I guide my clients in connecting and identifying their true higher self and not some unrealistic image based on what society says or that's based in fear or rejection. See, when you set high expectations on yourself, let me explain to you what you're really doing. You are actually pushing your authentic self into the background, into the shadows with all your self-judgment, your self-criticism, your self-shaming, your self-hate for not living up to this unrealistic or unattainable image of yourself. And that ain't healing. That's not healing at all. That's actually hiding, thinking that you're creating peace in your life when all you're doing is adding to the pressure, keeping yourself stuck in the shadow and that imbalance, and it's uncomfortable. So for you to do any deep internal work and become the person that you truly want to be, you can't be hiding how you really feel, what you really think, what you really believe, and what you really want to say. Muting yourself. You're hiding it from yourself. And you're not keeping it real with yourself, thinking that if you do hide it, or if you do keep it real with yourself, it's not going to be acceptable. It's not going to be good enough. So the best thing for you to do while you're on this healing journey is to stop hiding stuff about yourself. If you can't scream it from the street, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. If you feel like you need to hide it, then you need to check in with yourself about what you're doing and who you are. If what people say you should be doing ain't working for you, then you owe it to yourself to be honest about that to yourself first and stop hiding what does work for you. See, everybody on this healing journey ain't vegan. Everybody on this healing journey ain't meditating every day. Everybody on this journey ain't journaling every day. We're not chanting all the time. We're not casting spells all the time. We're not rubbing oils on ourselves all the time. We're not stuffing crystals down our pockets and down our bras. Everybody on this healing journey is not wearing their hair natural or abstaining from pork. Everybody on this healing journey ain't trying to control themselves from not cussing. Damn it, I ain't. That ain't everybody's journey. And that might not be what your journey looks like either. So you need to release any unrealistic expectations you have on yourself or that you're trying to live up to. You have to get into the practice of not forcing yourself to live up to high expectations. Shit, just the other day, I was sitting right here at this desk knowing that I had stuff to get done. I had stuff for work to get done. I had stuff for business to get done. I had stuff around the house that needed to get done. But what I really wanted to do was be outside in this nice spring weather that we're having right now with my daughter because she's on spring break and I want to spend time with her. That was what was where my heart was. And so there was one part of me telling me that I need to buckle down and I need to get shit done. But I chose not to do that. And instead, I went outside and I enjoyed my child in the beautiful weather. The work will get done. She's six, and she's only going to be six once. And I want us to have happy memories of us spending time together. That's my value. So I had to sit and have a conversation with myself about what I really wanted. And I took a risk, or at least what I thought was a risk for me, and I skipped work, and for damn good reason. And I'm not apologizing for it. Understand that we all have duality. We have multiple facets of ourselves, just like a diamond. We are not one-sided beings who think, feel, and be only one way. Child, I'll be the first one to tell you I am a walking contradiction. Not because I'm a woman with hormones. Because I'm a human being, I change my mind. I get moody. I'm sassy. I see the world both ways. I change my mind about stuff. Just like you. Honey, I'm fickle. And I reserve the right to change my mind. And sometimes I do it at the last minute. Now, I know that that poses an inconvenience sometimes, and that might make me seem flaky, but damn it, it's who I am. And I'm becoming okay with that. And besides, people's expectations of me ain't really my problem. And you need to stop making them your problem, too. The thing about duality is that many of us try to deny it. And we choose to wear a mask just to people please and cover up who we really are out of fear that we won't be loved or accepted or that we'll be alone or abandoned. So you get to have multiple ways in how you move, feel, believe, and think. Like, can you imagine how much of a snooze fest it would be if you didn't have preferences and duality? I mean, just dry and boring. And plain and common and regular. Who wants that? Bland. oatmeal with nothing in it. Yeah. Some of us have convinced ourselves that we have to wear a mask around our friends and family or even at work because being our real self is frowned upon and it's less acceptable. When what's really going on the inside is that you are super uncomfortable and unhappy doing what you're doing, hiding and masking yourself and caging yourself up. Something in your soul ain't satisfied with covering up who you really are, and you know it. And you feel it too. You feel it in your body. You feel it in the resentment that you harbor. So remove the mask and evaluate your duality. Take off that mask and have a real moment with yourself about who you really are, how you really feel, what you truly believe, not what you were taught to believe. What you truly want to say about whatever. What aspects of yourself are polar opposites? And how can you balance that so that it's working for your good and not against you? The other piece of wisdom that I want to share with you is let go of all that shame and start learning how to embrace all the aspects of yourself. There are parts and facets of yourself that you won't even acknowledge or let see the light of day because you feel shame about them, because somebody else had something to say about it. Or you assign some negative meaning to it. Fine, yes, I understand that some of the shame and guilt we feel is external and it stems from something that somebody said or modeled to us and it came from our childhood. I get it, me too, right? But we are the ones who have perpetuated it into a belief about ourselves. You feel guilty and shameful about doing certain things, thinking a certain way that doesn't align with the expectation or because society told you that you shouldn't believe or act that way or think that way. Think about how many people are not or are still not openly gay, lesbian, or bisexual because somebody told them that women shouldn't do this, women shouldn't wear this, or men shouldn't do this, or men shouldn't wear that. I just had a conversation the other day with my daughter about how men wear makeup and paint their nails too, and that's okay. It is. Because in her generation, that's normal. Coming up in the 80s and the 90s, it was barely normal. But regardless of what society says, you have to embrace all the parts of you, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, I have a client who didn't realize she was angry with her dad because her anger wasn't outward or rageful or loud, and she was afraid to admit her true feelings about him. And just because you have an awareness of your duality and you acknowledge your polarity doesn't mean you'll be able to balance it out all right away today or even a short period of time. Finding balance takes patience and practice, but it also takes awareness. It takes admitting to yourself that you feel a certain way about somebody who has hurt you and that your anger looks a little different than somebody else's. Maybe your anger is passive aggressive. But you'll never get there if you don't acknowledge what's going on inside of you and take the time and the patience to practice something that is more beneficial to you. And so as you move along your healing journey, you might find yourself swinging from one polar opposite to the other, changing your mind a lot, saying one thing but doing or believing something else. You might be drawn to change your position on some things and let go of some beliefs and values that no longer ring true for you, or you might start to question them. I know I have. This is all for your awareness. And I can actually recall the other day when I was looking through my daughter's schoolwork and I came across a worksheet that they were doing in school that they were using to teach them about sin. She goes to a private Christian school, so they teach them about God, Jesus, and sin and all that good stuff. They give them a foundation. That's why she goes there. I don't have to explain that, but just to give you some context, there it is. When I saw the worksheet, kind of gave the screw face like, what? Because I now realize that I don't necessarily agree with some of the ideas around sin and our connection to God. See, even the fact that I no longer value the institution of church or embrace and I no longer value the institution of church, but I embrace spirituality in a personal relationship outside of church or religion, I still send my child to a school who is all about that. And guess what? I'm perfectly fine with that. One, because it's my money and I can spend it wherever I want. It's my child and I'm giving her the best education that my money can get. And now that I've done a certain amount of inner work, I'm open to understanding all religions and all and practicing the parts that work best for me and only me. Now, if that means I send my child to a Christian school where they're teaching her things that I don't necessarily agree with, then me as the parent, that's my responsibility to sit her down in the safety of her own home and explain to her how things really work now that I know, now that I've done some work, now that I've spent some time with God myself and learned a few things. Because it's really not that deep. It's the expectations and the meanings to things that we place on them that causes us the problem. Sometimes you want community. Sometimes you want to be in solitude. Sometimes you want lots of affection. And sometimes you just don't want to be touched at all. Get off me. Right? Sometimes you want to be the dom. Sometimes you want to be the sub. Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. And as you move along in your healing journey, you are going to have to embrace those polarities and that duality. And that even as you do that, you are going to find that there are parts of you that still need work, even though you've worked on them already. I'm talking about the parts of you that have come to shame and hate and that still needs work. Those things that are still keeping you caged and unbecoming, that don't bring you that balance and that harmony and that peace that you want. This is why the sixth pillar of my empowerment private coaching program is sustaining and reinforcing. Because things can resurface through your transformation that still need a deeper healing. Hating on yourself is counterproductive to your transformation and expansion, and again, causes you to push the real you into the background, into the shadows, when it needs to be in the light. That's the part that's going to set you free. Give yourself the grace to keep moving in your journey and accepting the fact that everything ain't healed yet, but you're working on it. If you want inner peace and harmony, then stop forcing these expectations and start embracing the fullness of who you are. It all gets to be here, all of it. That's why you have it. And it's all working for your good. And learn how to get into the flow. Well, what's that look like? I tell you what it looks like. It looks like waking up every day and asking yourself, what do I really want? And answering and choosing based on that, not some fear, not some preconceived notion, not some conditioning, but what do I want? Not what you should do, not what you should say, should think, but what do you want? And that might look like a contradiction to who you were yesterday. So loosen up. Some of y'all too tight and too rigid. Get loose. Get in the flow. Go with what makes you feel good. Go with what feels right for you. Some of y'all having these big ass internal battles over the smallest things because you have an expectation of who you should be based on what somebody else expects of you. And that is throwing off your balance and keeping you from being authentic and living in the shadows. And I know that's not what you want. Stop thinking about what you should do or should be and get more keyed in on what it is you want and what works for you. Eat the pork, eat the fish, smoke the weed, drink the wine, relax your hair, wear it natural, wear the makeup. Sleep in when you think you ought to be meditating. Buy the crystals, don't buy the crystals. I don't know, eat the cake anime, fuck. Don't do nothing if it's not genuinely who you are. We have to stop that. We talk about keep it real, keep it real, keep it all the way real. But y'all don't want to, y'all want to still hide. We want to still hide. You can't be genuine and hide at the same time. That's a contradiction that does not work, but it exists. And you will be able to heal it and get through it faster if you would just acknowledge it. So just be honest and be unapologetic about being a human being who has duality. And communicate about that. Being unapologetic is about communicating about where you are, how you feel, and what you need, even when it ain't rainbows and sunshines and perfection. So for the sake of time, I'm going to leave you with some journal prompts in the description for you to contemplate, meditate on, or journal about, or whatever, or go out here and take a walk and think on them. Do me a favor, leave me a comment on what comes up as you're answering these journal prompts. So that's it, y'all. That's all I have for you today. Keep living and embrace all the parts of you, even the parts you are still healing. Just be honest and be unapologetic. Stand in who you are and the hell with the expectations. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, you like this kind of content from me and you want more of it, then make sure you check out the description. All the links are there. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share this episode with somebody that might need a little help. Now I'm getting ready to go enjoy the rest of my birthday month, so I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.